Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We gave our biggest reason for confidence for the postseason. I want to now start us off here. My biggest reason for concern, and I think it's glaringly obvious here. If this defense cannot stop Bucky Irving, they will lose by 17 plus points like they did in week one. It will not be a close football game if Washington allows Bucky Irving and crew to run roughshod. Now, we gave you, or I gave you, because I'm the one with all the numbers, so I'm the smart guy on the show. I gave you the analytic yesterday.
Well, I could look up a number on next-gen stats on Chris Russell's account.
Bucky Irving, the third running back.
I'd tell you how smart I am.
Bucky Irving is the you literally made me forget how to read because you won't shut up.
I walk in and you're throwing
late.
Me under the bus.
You're late because
I was coordinating.
Well, Grant Paulson, let me kiss your ass cheeks.
I did call out that we had 30 seconds and you
just
came back 2 minutes
it.
Later.
I didn't hear it. I was coordinating guest. Not for today. Relax. I'm taking care of myself on Sunday.
Who are you having on the guest on your show Sunday?
Jason Benetti, who's calling the game for Westwood One on Sunday night.
Okay. Bucky Irving, third running back in the last 10 years to average 4-plus yards after contact on at least 150 rushing attempts. He is a guy that has broken tackles at a ridiculous rate this year.
He's going to kill them.
I hope he doesn't.
Or he's going to hurt them. Kill them might be strong.
I hope he doesn't. Because that to me is going to be the big key in this game. He leads the NFL in yards after contact, which is like a stat that's damn important and impressive, rather, especially when you consider his size. Like, he's not some big bruising back. He just breaks tackles. And in week one, Washington's defense didn't tackle worth a damn. Now, I think a lot of that had to do with it being week one and guys didn't play a high volume of snaps in the preseason.
Yeah, well, that was, yes, so, very much a part of that. I mean, and remember, Rashad White was the starter in that game, not Bucky Irvin.
Yeah,
Bucky Irvin's now the starter.
Bucky Irvin was the leading rusher, though,
yeah,
in that game.
Right.
So
right.
They know plenty about him.
Listen, I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm scared to death of Washington's defense, ultimately, because I don't think they can hold them to field goals.
I do.
Like they did Dallas and to some degree, I guess, to a lesser degree, Atlanta and so on and so forth. But specific to Dallas, and even, you know, if you go back to week three, they did a pretty good job of forcing field goals in Cincinnati in that first half. And when everybody thought they were horrible and this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, the bottom line is, I understand that. Here's mine real quickly, and then we'll do the trending alert, and then we'll get back to the calls. And our guy Jason and Laurel's been hanging on for a while, so we'll get him in a couple minutes here. To me, I'm still really, 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 really worried about special teams. I know Zane Gonzalez made a field goal last week. That was indoors. I understand it's not going to be cold in Tampa. I get it. But it's outside. That is for whatever reason, it seems like kickers miss a bunch of field goals on that turf. And I don't know if it's because it's overused. I don't know what it is. But we mentioned Cade York in week one. And I go back to 2012 when the Commanders, then the Redskins, had a kicker, Billy Cundiff, who missed 3 field goals on that surface.
Robert played amazing in that
game, and then kicked the game-winning field goal when I would have never trusted him to do so, what have you. The bottom line is, I still worry about Zane Gonzalez. Last week, we saw Luke McCaffrey, I think it was a freak one-time thing, but you never know, collide with Jamison Crowder on a punt return that cost them the ball, cost them a turnover. We've seen at times Tyler Ott have some snapping issues. Tressway seems as good as ever, so I'm not worried about him. I shouldn't be as worried about the special teams as I am, but penalties have been an issue. I think field position certainly is going to be important in this game. I mean, if you look, and I understand he probably got grabbed in an area that no man wants to be grabbed in, but Deron Payne on a special team...
I don't give a damn. Can't happen.
On a special team field goal block gets... and throws a punch, and it cost them 15 yards. And sure, Dallas flubbed the kick intentionally because they knew, but the bottom line is, if they didn't flub the kick intentionally... And maybe they flubbed it unintentionally. It cost them 15 yards worth of field position. Anyway, my number one reason for concern, because I think everybody is going to choose either Mike Evans or pass defense or run defense and tackling and whatever, and maybe pass rush. Again, to me, that nobody's really talking about is special teams. I still remain deathly afraid that special teams are going to cost this team a season. Cost a lot of teams a season this week, this weekend. Watch for it. I think special teams is such a huge, huge factor that nobody in the media and almost no fans talk about. And I talk about it constantly because I know, and I know how important it is. And, you know, again, some of my best friends in the coaching industry are special teams coordinators. I mean, you know, clearly... I sympathize maybe a little bit more with them than the average bear, but the bottom line is special teams winds up costing teams more than people will ever, ever realize.